I would read them by myself. Face to face with Popeye? I've been waiting for this.
If I was going to revolve my life around the green planet, it would not be spinach.
I didn't know money grew on trees.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one tough bazookas with chains all belucas. What ain't on the up and square? I fits them and bumps them and always I rubs them and none of them fits nowhere. If anyone passes to risk me this, it's Popeye the Swammer to stand. So keep good behavior, that's no one my saber with Popeye the Sailor Man.
Hey! Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. He's strong to the finish cause he's a fish. Popeye the Sailor Man.
Why Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish cause I eat some spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Charlie Brown, Marty Boy gon' challenge you. Let's have slide to the right, stop. Holla, drop. Hit the floor, don't stop. Do that Charlie Brown. Yeah, do that Charlie Brown. Slide to the left, drop. Slide to the right, stop. Holla, drop. Hit the floor, don't stop.
One ring I'm gon' be flashing, little hobbit you cannot catch him.
They're really killy, oin' and glowin', let's begin.
Between Wallin', Ballin' and Biffa, I hope I fit in.
Buffa, Buffa and Bomba, get out my kitchen. Dory, Nori and Nori, now who am I to say?
Thorin, Oakenshield, listen up so you know the deal.
You're a burglar so you better steal, feet so hairy it's unreal.
They smell so bad, can't eat my meal. Old Spice boy, watch that heel.
B-I-L-B-O,
unexpected journey, here we go.
Bilbo Baggins.
killing all these villains, but I got a chillin' feeling that you'll take them all by the million. You may be small, but you stand tall, and if you fall, we all gon' ball. Keep on going, never stall, cause we all in it for the long haul. Killboy is Gandalf and a hobbit with a habit, making all those dwarves bounce around like a rabbit. He wants something when he can't have it, like that one ring, that's why he gon' grab it.
They used to call us Sméagol, he was a good hobbit, then the ring turned us evil. Riddle me this, and riddle me that, if it takes my precious, then we eat this fat!
Yeah, girl, drop it low like a hobbit, the Bilbo, drop it low like a hobbit. Yeah, girl, drop it low like a hobbit, the Bilbo, drop it low like a hobbit.
What's up? My name is Legolas. I rap in Elvish and y'all can't handle this. Where's the beat? Everybody Frodo can be in this music video, but not me. Fine, I'll make my own then. You guys suck!
You're going to see a wizard? Mm-hmm. Won't you take me with you?
Why, of course I will.
Hooray! We're off to see a wizard!
We're on our way to see the wizard. To get him hard. Way to see the wizard. We're going all the way to Emerald City. To get him hard. To get the wizard. To get the wizard. To get the wizard of Oz. I've got to see the wizard. The good witch of the north saved me. Close your eyes. Follow the yellow brick road.
Pineapple. from Blammo.
Sometimes I feel like I wanna go to the city of cavemen, the city of bedrock. I'd be a Flintstone, now I'll tell you why. Shape, he got caveman stubble. Me and Barney, loyal owner, water buffalo. Lodge Brothers, loyal owner, water buffalo. There's a handshake, everybody gotta know. How come ground people always gotta run the whole show? Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. I get by on all my prehistoric know-how. Betty and the Barney got a baby named a Bam Bam. Little Pebbles is his number one fan. He's the strongest toddler. The whole land, tear your arm off if he's shaking your hand. Got a car, gonna push it with my feet now. Gonna take my family out to eat now. Jumbo ribs at the driving can't be beat now. Made from brontosaurus, baby, not blue cow. Wanna chill with a saber-tooth tiger. Wear a loincloth, natural fiber. Be the first Rolling Stone subscriber. Got a pterodactyl for a windshield wiper. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do.
Bust Monte Carlo and to never be blue. It's a lot like friends, just keep a saying yabba dabba 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 do. If you think your sweetie's left for Tahiti, we can give you a clue. There's no need for crying, roar like a lion, yabba dabba 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 do. B-A-D-D-A means bad, D-A-B-B-A means good. Oh, what magic in a word we found by switching the letters around. So if someday the bases are loaded and they're counting on you, you just can't strike out if you'll up a child. Yabba dabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba, yabba dabba 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 doo.
B-A-D-D-A means bad, D-A-B-B-A means good. Oh, what magic in a word we found by switching the letters around.
say the bases are loaded and they're counting on you. You just can't strike out if you left the child. Yabba dabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba, yabba dabba 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 doo, yabba dabba 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 doo.
Greetings. My name is Daffy. There's no other duck like me, because I'm so daffy. And the reason I'm daffy, and so gosh darned riff-raffy, and so screwy and laffy, is because those hunters won't leave me alone. Oh, why don't they hunt some other animal for a change, so that I won't have to end up on a kitchen range? But no, duck hunting's all a rage and they won't let me be. And I'm so full of bullets, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. There's so much I'd like to do if I just had the chance. I'd like to play and romp and even sing and do a dance. I would read the latest book, go swimming in a babbling brook. I'd like to fly the seven seas, play hide and seek among the trees. I'd play hopscotch and double dutch, and this and that and sings and such. I know that isn't asking much, but all these things I dasn't touch. It's bang bang here and bang bang there, bullets flying everywhere. I can't stand it any longer, I get weak and they get stronger. Hunters to the right of me, hunters to the left I see. Over hill and over dale, bullets whizzing past my tail. There's no rest and there's no peace, won't they shoot ever cease, morning, noon, and through the night. That's why I look such a bright. Bang, 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 I'm only 16 yards ahead. Bang, 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 they're shooting straight at me. Hoo, 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 they won't let up until I'm dead. Hoo, 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 why can't they let me be? Why don't they hunt big wild moose or chase a reindeer on the loose? There's possum, chipmunk, caribou, a rabbit for a rabbit stew. Raccoon, squirrels, porcupine, monkey swinging on the vine. Leopards with or without spot, wildcats with or without dot. Elephants, badgers, kangaroo, lions, tigers, cows that moo. Wolf, mice, and prairie ox, red and gray and silver fox. Daffy, they drive me daffy. Those hunters with their great big guns, they're all their uncles, cousins, fathers, sons, crazy. They got me hazy with all that rootin', footin', hootin', tootin', highfalutin', noisy, shootin' closer. They're getting closer with shotguns, pistols, bows and arrows, rifles, knives and other deadly trifles. Well, now, while I'm still able, you're nuts if you think that I'm gonna end up on somebody's dinner table. So, goodbye! So long now!
Let's all square dance! Places all! Bow to your corner, bow to your own. Three hands up and round you go. Break it up with a dozy dough. Chicken in the bread pan, kicking off dough. Skip to Maloo, my darling. The old lady out, you pretty little thing. Promenade around the ring. Big foot up and little foot down. Make that big foot jaw the ground. The lady step back and two gents in. Back you go and forward again. Skip right up with an elbow swing. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Alaman left with the old left hand. Follow through with the right and left grand. Meet your honey with a great big smile. Promenade Indian style.
Across the floor, dashing right on out the door and into the glade, and everybody promenade. Step right up, you're doing fine. I'll pull your bid, you pull mine. Hit it again, look at it before. Break it up with a tug of war. Now into the brook and fish for the trout. Dive right in and slash about. Trout, trout, pretty little trout. One more splash and come right out. Shake like a hound dog, shake again. Wallow around in the old big pen. Oh, wallow some more, you'll know how. Roll around like an old fat sow. Element left with your left hand. Follow through with the right and left grand. Now leave your partner the dirty old thing. Follow through with an elbow swing. Grab a fence post, hold it tight. Womp your partner with all your might. Hit him in the shin, hit him in the head. Hit him again, the critter ain't dead. Whop him low and whop him high. Stick your finger in his eye. Put a little ring and pretty little sound. Bang your heads against the ground. Promenade all around the room. Promenade like a bride and groom. Open up the door and step right in. Close the door and into a spin. Whirl, whirl, twist and twirl. Jump all around like a flying squirrel. Now don't you cuss and don't you swear. Just come right out and form a square. Over left hand under, both join hands and run like thunder. Over the hill and over the dale, duck your head and lift your tail. Don't you stray and don't you roam. Turn around and promenade home. Corn in the crib and wheat in the sack. Turn your partner, promenade back. And now you're home. Bow to your partner. Bow to the gent across the hall. And that is all.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song. He's a pecking it all day long. That's the Woody Woodpecker's tune. Makes the other woodpecker swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the dull and the dense, all the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker's song.
Woody Woodpecker serenade. All the woodpecker hit parade. Though he can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat. All his top notes come out bird.
I'm the lady's voice choice with the laugh in my voice. I give all the ladies the blade.
He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life you'll be Woody and white, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
Once a little green dab of clay, Gumby, but you should see what Gumby can do today. Gumby, he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too. And he'll find fun where there's none if you'd like him to. And if he likes, he can change into something new. Gumby, he makes toys do things they could never do. What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. We'll be right back. likes, he can change into something new. That's Gumby. He makes toys do the things they could never, ever do. Yes, being green can be really keen, especially when you are blue. So if you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. If you've got a heart, then Gumby.
Marches Wing, Homer's Bow, Bottom Bell, Flanders Tails, Whacking Snake, Monorail, Mr. Bow, Homer's Face, Sideshow Bob, Steps on Rakes, Lisa's Future, Selma's Hubby, March Not Proud, Homer Chubby, Homer Worried, Bart is Gay, Hoochie U2NRA, Hippies Vegas and Japan, Our Couplets and Barge Boy Band, Marge Murmurs, Maud Croaks, Lisa Buddha's, Homer Toaks, Peggy Blows, Burns Away, what else do I have to say?
They'll never stop the Simpsons. Have no fears, we've got stories for years. Like Marge becomes a robot, Betty Mo gets a cell phone, as Bart ever owned the bear. Or how about a crazy wedding where something happens and do 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 do. Sorry for the clip show. Have no fears, we've got stories for years.
Should come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long, so long, and thanks for all of this.
The world's about to be destroyed. There's no point getting all annoyed.
Lie back and let the planet dissolve. Despite those nets of tuna fleets, we thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny tots and your pregnant women. So long, so long, so long, so long, so long.
Change one thing, we would all have learned to sing.
That was a pretty long set, right? Jeez, lost track of time. Well, buckle up, buttercups. We had a long one tonight. I got a full 90 minutes coming at you because this week is my 10th anniversary here at the Bit Slap. I wouldn't have thought it possible either, but there you go. And so I figured I'd just kick out the jams, do one of my favorite topics for the show, which is cartoons and fairy tales and, you know, stuff like that. Everybody's got a different different definition of what a cartoon is. I think Donald Trump is a cartoon. But I also think that Kiss is a cartoon, okay? So anyway, we heard from Quickstep up top, Betty Boop song. Did you know that Betty Boop had 14 people doing her voices? I'll bet you the only one any of us, including myself, could name is Meg Estelle. But no. And the one who I thought would have been Betty Boop, Helen Kane? Never. Anyway, and then we heard from Betty and Grampy. Always wonder what that relationship was all about. Smart guys always get the chicks, man. Comic Books was Deborah Harry from one of her solo albums while Blondie was kind of floating around out there. Popeye the Sailor Man was Face to Face. Charlie Brown Dance Song was Young Poppy. Big E Beats and Mally Boy, right? Verve Vegas, the Gerald McBoing Boing rap. Remember Gerald McBoing Boing? One of my favorites. The Hobbit rap was Mock Stars. Melody Sheep, Oh My, taking us to Oz. The Black Lodge Singers from Everett, Washington. SpongeBob SquarePants. And let's see, we also heard from, yes, Weird Al, the Bedrock Anthem. And then the original Yabba Dabba Doo song from the Flintstones themselves. Mostly a guy suspiciously made up to look like Hoagie Carmichael. I don't know if that was his voice or not. And then we heard 1, 2, 3 in a row from Mel Blanc, Daffy Duck Medley. That was from a cartoon, but it was actually a record. It was at 78 on the Capitol label. Number 32018, if you're catching things. Let's see, the Bugs Bunny Square Dance from Hillbilly Hare, and then the Woody Woodpecker song featuring Mel, and of course, probably the Sportsman. And then Frank Sinatra Jr., the Gumby Hart song, something from The Simpsons. I don't really know what that was all about. And then The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, kind of a cartoon in itself, and that was the song Dolphins, the big finale. So that brings you up to where we are now. Might as well thank all the people I got to thank for the fact that I'm still here. Mostly Kim Nolan back at the station. She's the one who plugs me into wherever you listen to me every week. Liz Bird got it all started way back in the beginning. Ken Friedman told me to do it, which was, hey, good idea, Ken. And then also thanks to guys like Irwin, Bill Kelly, and you name them, Ray Franks, Glenn Jones, who all helped me believe in myself and carry on. So this is what I do now. And guess what? Here comes some more.
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale. A tale of three little pigs and a big bad wolf. One day, he bought a guitar. He moved to Hollywood to become a star. But living on the farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day, jamming on some chords, along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little pig, let me in. We'll be right back.
day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig went to the end. Little pig left me in. Well, I'm puffin', blow your house in. Puffin', blow your house in. Puffin', blow your house in. Puffin' it up. I'm a big bad wolf. Well, he huffed and he puffed all that he could. And lo and behold, the little piggy's house stood. It's made out of concrete, the little piggy shouted. The wolf just frowned as he pouted. So they called 9-11 like any piggy would. They sent out Rambo just as fast as they could.
Yo, Wolfface, I'm your worst nightmare. Your ass is mine.
I'm a wolf found dead, as you can plainly see. And that's the end of the story for you and me. You still give a listen, you just may hear the big wolf a little piggy say. Little pig, let me in. Little pig, let me in. Well, I'm huffing, I'll blow your house in. Huffing, blow your house in. Huffing, blow your house in. Huffing, blow your house in. Huffing it up,
and the moral of the story is that fans with no talent can easily amuse idiots with a stupid puppet show.
I'm the wolf and I'm gonna come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in.
Well, you can build it a brick, build a stone, but look, little gal, I won't leave you alone. I'm gonna get you just your way and see.
Look, little pig, you belong to me. Oh, ho, oh, by my chinny chin chin. I'm the wolf and I'm gonna come in. Oh, ho, oh, by my chinny chin chin. I'm the wolf and I'm gonna come in. Well, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. Well, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. Puff and I blow your house in. Well, I blow your house in.
Well, now, little one, this is your Uncle Jazbo with your bedtime story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, in the land of Ubladee, there lived a fine chick named Red Riding Hood. One day, Red's mother said, "Honey, your grandma is feeling the least. So I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay it on her." "Crazy," said Red. And taking the basket, she took off through the woods. Yeah, she'd gone but a short distance when the wolf appeared on the scene from behind the timber. "Baby," he said, "give me some skin." "Sorry, Daddy-O," said Red, "some other time. Right now, I have to make it over to my grandma's place." "Mama, say no more," said the wolf, "I'm hip. Dig you later." So saying, he made it over to grandma's post-haste, swallowed the old lady up, disguised himself in her nightclothes, and stashed himself between the lily whites. Pretty soon, Little Red Riding Hood knocked. "Hit me again," said the wolf. "Who goes?" "It's me, Gram," said Red Riding Hood. "Mother heard you were sick, and she thought you might like to pick up on some ribs." "Wild," said the wolf. "Fall in." Red Riding Hood entered and cased the joint and said, "Hey, what a crazy pad." "Sorry I didn't have time to straighten the joint up before you got here," said the wolf. "What's in the basket?" "Same old jazz," Red said. "Baby," said the wolf, "don't put it down." "I have to," said Red. "It's getting heavy." "Okay," said the wolf. "Open the basket. I've got eyes." "I'm hip," said Red. "Grandma, what frantic eyes you have." "They're better to dig you with, my dear," said the wolf. "And Grandma," said Red, "what a long nose you have." "Yeah," said the wolf, "it's a gasser." "And Grandma," said Red, "your ears are the most, to say the least." "I know my ears aren't the greatest," said the wolf. "Let's just say somebody goofed." "You know something," Red said, "I don't want to sound square, but you don't look like my grandma at all. You look like some other cat." "Baby," said the wolf, "you're flipping." "No, man," said Red, "I just dug your nose again, and it's the most. I don't want to come right out and ask to see your card. But where's my grandma?" "Your grandma is gone," said the wolf. "You're right," said Red, "she is the swinginest, but where is she?" "She cut out," said the wolf. "Don't hand me that jazz," said Red. Whereupon the wolf leapt out of bed and began chasing her about the room. Little did he know that the wolf season had opened that day. But a passing hunter was hip, and he came on with an axe and dispatched the wolf forthwith. "Dad," said Red gratefully, "your timing was like the end, you know?" And so it was.
Fiddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Cock-a-doodle-doo, I lost my shoe. I lost my fiddlestick and don't know what to do. If you think it's easy to jump above the moon, take your fiddle, take a jump, and sing a little tune. Home with a saddle on the moon, and the doggie rocked the baby's cradle. The dish jumped up on the table to see the pot swallow the ladle. The little boy sparrow flew over the table. The pot began to play with the ladle. The little girl sparrow, she did the same. The pot and the ladle thought it was a game. Poddly, poddling fogs. Cats are the merry, the poodle dogs. Cats in blue jackets, dogs in red hats. What will become of the mice and rats? Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee. The fly shall marry the bumblebee. They went to the chapel and married was she. The fly has married the bumblebee. Fiddling out of a barn with a pair of bagpipes under her arm. She could sing nothing but fiddle-dee-dee. The fly
God has married the bumblebee.
Mother Goose was a fairy, a poet. She was hip, though we didn't know it. She put forth with real cool sounds, and this is what she wrote.
Oh, Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch up her dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, so her dog had a pizza. Sit on a walk, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men, it brought him to the morgue.
Mother Goose was a fairy, a poet. She was hip, though we didn't know it. It wasn't until in recent years that the modern version made our ears.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a Christmas pie. He dug in his thumb and he pulled out a mushroom and said, like, what's happening? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his ground, and Jill collected the insurance.
Mother Goose was a fairy, a poet. She was hip, though we didn't know it. It wasn't until in recent years that the modern version made our ears. Mother Goose was a fairy, a poet. She was hip, though we didn't know it. She put forth with real cool sounds, and this is what she wrote.
Hickory dickory dock, a mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one and blew up. It was a time bomb. Muffet sat on a duffet, eating some curds and whey. Along comes a spider, and he sits down beside her, and they threaded bubblegum cards. Well, yeah, Mother Goose was something else, man. I mean, Mother Goose was a gas.
Jumping, oh, I gotta see. Oh, heaven help me. There.
a tubby, blew in a jive all day. Up pop a viper, he's a chief driver, stole all the jive away. Give Cat Horner, stashed in her corner, be nice and silent jive. Up pop the square, there was nowhere, they were knocked out all nice and high. Give Cat Horner, stashed in her corner, put his jive all day. Up pop the law and the dog was his song. Took him and his jive away. Little boy blue, come blow your jive. Square's on hip and her cat's all white. Where the man, where the reef I flee. Be not rocked out by the sea. Sitting on a tubby, doing a jive all day. Up popped the law and the dog with the saw took her in a jive away.
All the king's men saw poor Humpty fall, but never fall.
The goose is on the loose, she's in a dream. Goldilocks has lost her mirror. Riding Hood is shifting gears. Mother Goose is on the loose, she's very clean. Alice in Wonderland, walking on the golden sand. Clouds are white, she's so very white, she's queen. Simple Simon's flying through. Jack and Jill are paying Dr. Bill. Mother Goose is brewing juice, she's on the team. Alice in Wonderland, walking on the golden sand. Clouds are white, she's so very white, she's queen.
Hello again, kiddies. It's your old Uncle Steve with another Bebop's fable. Once upon a time in the land of Ulyabatakoo, there lived a very vain queen with a beautiful stepchild named Snow White. The queen was in the habit of looking into her magic mirror and saying, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" And the mirror would always answer, "You are the fairest one of all." And in New Jersey, the number to call is Bigelow 96402, and there never was a doll like you. Well, sir, all went well until one day when Snow White reached maturity. And then the mirror said to the queen, "Your beauty does deserve my praise, but Snow White cuts you 16 ways." Well, at this, the queen became furious, and calling a servant, she told him to take Snow White out into the forest and abandon her. And this the servant did. Snow White was, naturally, very much afraid. But at last, she came to a strange little house, and finding no one home, she entered. Inside, there were 7 little beds. "Wow," said Snow White, "a flop house." And so saying, she lay down upon one of the beds and fell fast asleep. The mysterious house, of course, was the home of the 7 little dwarfs, a small progressive combo who made SP records on the midget label. Late that night, they all came home from the session and opened the door. "Hey," said the first little dwarf, "looks like the Morris office sent us a canary." Hearing voices, Snow White woke up and apologized for having imposed on the dwarf's hospitality. "Mama," said the first little dwarf, "relax. I'd like you to meet the boys. This is Theolonius, and here's Louie, Woody, Benny, Cootie, and the Duke." "Skin, man," said Snow White. "My name is Snow White Clyde, and I'm currently being put down by my stepmother, who's a real drag, if you dig what I mean." "I'm hip," said Dizzy. "Baby, you can make it here as long as you like." Meanwhile, the queen, thinking Snow White had perished, said to the mirror, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" And the mirror answered, "Queenie, you're a doll from coast to coast, but Snow White's face is still the most." Furious, the queen disguised herself as a witch and went out into the woods to look for Snow White. At last she came to the house of the dwarfs and knocked upon the door. "Who called?" said Snow White. "It's only an old lady selling apples," said the queen. "Sorry," said Snow White, "it's after hours." But after a moment she relented, opened the door, and bought an apple from what she thought was a poor old lady. The apple, of course, was poisoned, and as soon as she had taken a bite of it, she fell into a deep sleep. When the dwarfs came home and found Snow White on the floor, Cootie said, "Hey, man, the chick has passed out. What's she on?" "Don't come on so square," said Theolonius. "This crazy mixed-up kid looks like she's not long for this bit." And sure enough, Snow White's pulse had dropped from 78 to 45 to 33 and a third. And it looked as if she were planning to be very cool permanently. She lay in a coma for many months, but then one day, a handsome prince visited the dwarves and demanded to see her. He bent low over her, took her by the hand, and the strength of his love made her eyelids flutter happily. At that very moment, the evil queen was looking into her mirror, saying confidently, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" Imagine her surprise when the mirror said, "Queenie, I really hate to do it, but the Snow White bit, I think you blew it. You've flipped your lid, you've swung, you've bopped, but still, that Snow White has you topped."
Okay, every once in a while, just for fun, I like to go over my mission statement. It might help you understand what I'm doing here and why I'm keeping at it after all these years. I'm not a music collector. I'm not a record collector. I am a song collector, okay? I collect songs from many somewhat scratchy sources. I've been collecting stuff all my life, even going back to when I was like 8 years old, mostly musical stuff. And I think it's very important to get it out there into the world, into your ears, and maybe more importantly, into your memories, so that they may be preserved for a lot longer than things are heading to now. Okay, and with that, let's go over the playlist. Green Jello, The Three Little Pigs. Little Pig was, of course, Dale Hawkins. Red Riding Hood from Jazz Bell Collins, featuring Steve Allen on the piano. Steve Allen himself, Hey Diddle Diddle. Mutter Goose was Joe Subway. That's a novelty 45 for you. Sally Starr, Rocket in the Mercery, on the Climax label, okay, from 1959. Little Miss Muffet from Archibald, just Archibald. Billy Murray and Ed Smalley after that. Humpty Dumpty, Alice in Wonderland was the Berkeley Kites. From 68, something, I don't know. And then Steve Allen closing it out with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And this week, of course, we have the biggest cartoon of all has begun. And in the next 5 or 6 weeks, it's going to stretch us out, I believe. I don't know. It depends on how important you take imaginary things. But it's not imaginary, is it? I've read all the books, and I've seen every episode 17 times. So anyway... I look forward to another 10 years of doing this kind of crap for you. Spread the word. Let everybody know that there's somebody in town who cares about music and about keeping it real, okay? No Michael Jackson, no BTS, all right? Just good old KBC and you, okay? See you next week with some more.
desert highway underneath the morning sun. The shadows stretch across the sand, and another day has begun. I sit here high upon the cliffs and watch the purple skies, searching for an answer and wondering why I try. Cause that acne parachute, well, it just didn't want to open. And those jet-propelled tennis shoes didn't work like I was hoping. I never should have given that old catapult a try. And another rocket left me here without even saying goodbye. So I'm headed for the bottom of the canyon again. And on my slow descent I hear him coming round the bend. Gotta catch that roadrunner. Gotta catch that bird. Makes the most obnoxious sound that I have ever heard. Someday when my time is right, I'm gonna win this race. All I need is one more scheme to end this crazy chase.
I hear him around the corner, but it's just my luck. When I leap out on the highway and I find a semi-truck.
And every mountain tunnel always has its speeding train. I try so hard, but all my efforts seem to be in vain. So I'm headed for the bottom of the canyon again. And on my slow descent, I hear him coming around the bend. Gotta catch that roadrunner. I gotta catch that bird. He makes the most obnoxious sound that I have ever heard. Someday when my time is right, I'm gonna win this race. All I need is one more scheme to end this crazy chase. Just never fill the bill. Cause every day my main course leaves me spinning in the dust. But that can't stop my fevered brain or end this loony lust. So I'm headed for the bottom of the canyon again. And as I'm falling down, I hear him coming around the bend. Gotta catch that roadrunner. Gotta catch that bird. Makes the most obnoxious sound that I have ever heard. Someday when my time is right, I'm going. All I need is one more scheme to end this crazy chase. Gotta catch that roadrunner. Gotta catch that bird. He makes the most unnerving sound that I have ever heard. Now I'm headed towards the bottom once again, but I won't quit. So how about an ending to this soon before I hit?
Speed I do, speed I do, speed I do.
coyote, though there may be blood on the track. And maybe some bridges burning behind our backs. But I got my laundry on the back seat, and an itinerary too. Just wish that you could make half the speed I do. 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 Now I'm a speck on your horizon, getting smaller fast. An ambush wouldn't be surprising. I hope it's better than your last. Coyote in the dirt. You got another plan of action, but we all know it ain't never gonna work. It must be hard having dog dreams that never come true. Don't you just wish that you could make half the speed I do? Speed I do, speed I do.